Daf Mem Zayin. So the Gemara says four lines down from the top. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Uman Ein Lo Chazaka and Ben Uman Yesh Lo Chazaka. The worker, as we've learned already several times, that he's let's say the dry cleaners, which is the great example. So they can never create a chazaka on your objects. But the Ben Uman, the son of the Uman, Yesh Lo Chazaka. Now the Rashbam says it has to be a case, obviously, where the son himself is an Uman. Otherwise, he'll also be an Uman. So it has to be where the son picks a different trade, he's doing something else, and he's not the Uman, so then he can create a chazaka on your object. An aris ain lo chazaka, a guy who's a sharecropper on my property, he can't claim a chazaka because he's my worker. He's been working here for a few years. But the ben aris yesh lo chazaka, his son, can claim a chazaka. So then the Gemara says, a gazlan u ben gazlan ain lehen chazaka. A person who steals, and even the ben, the child of a gazan, it goes further generations with the gazan, he too does not have a chazaka. But the ben benosha gazan yesh la chazaka. So it's different when it comes to a gazan, his grandson is able to create a chazaka. So you have to figure out what exactly is going on here. If they're all coming from the taina from their father, that the son of the Uman says, my father bought this from you. So then, afilu hanachnami lo. Then, no, it shouldn't work for any of them. There shouldn't be any difference. Look what Rashi says here. Rashbam rather says that ida asu, it's around eight narrow lines up. Ida asu hanach banim. All the children come. Bitanasa davuan. They say that this is their fathers. Da amri avinu harishan lanu. Our father inherited it to us. For that reason, the ben gazan ain lo chazaka. You can't say, oh, my father's a gazan, but he inherited it to me. That doesn't work. So just like it doesn't work for a gazlan, so too it doesn't work. If the son of the Uman says, my father inherited it to me, but my father never had the right to get it, because an Uman can't have a chazaka. So it can't be a case where he comes betaina that it was, Avinu, it was our father's, because the father had no chazaka, and that would be across the board, ben ein lo chazaka, whether it be an Uman, Aris, or a gazlan. So the Gemara says it must be a case, if it's not coming out of the taina that it was my father's, rather he says this was mine, I bought this from you, so then afilu ben gazanami, so then everyone should have a taina. If I say I bought this from you and I've been here for 3 years, doesn't make a difference who my father was a gazan, he was an aris and uman, I'm completely independent. So then if I'm coming from my own taina, who cares what my father did? So what case are we talking about where we're going to say that this taina will work for the ben uman and the ben aris, but it will not work for the ben gazan? That's the case we're trying to figure out here. So the Gemara says, Lotzricha, the case here is, the ka'amri edim bifaneinu hode lo, hanach. So it's with the edim say in front of us that he admitted. What's going on here? So look what the Rashbam writes. The Rashbam writes, if you go to four wide or medium wide lines down, he says, Lotzricha, they are saying it's my father's, right? The ben uman and the ben aris says this was my father's. He made a chazaka. The kigon de amru edim. It's where edim testify b'fenenu in front of us. Ho de lo ha ma'arer la'avien shel elu shemachulahem. So let's get this clear. The uman and then there's the ma'arer and then there's the ben uman. Now the ben uman claims that this is his property, and the ma'arer says, "What are you talking about? There's no, it's not your property." And the ben says, "No, I got it from my father." How does that work? The father doesn't have a chazaka. So the ben uman says, in front of two edim, you told my father, you the ma'arer told my father the uman, you admitted that you sold it to him. So I've got edim that you admitted selling it to my father. So now, as a ben uman, I am trusted. So that's what Rashbam says. So I'm trusted as a ben uman, I'm trusted as a ben aris, since the edim had witnessed the ma'arer admitting to my father the uman, or my father the aris, that it was his. That's why he has a chazaka. But when it comes to a ben gazlan, this doesn't work. Even though I've got edim, I'm the son, I have edim that the ma'arer testified, admitted to the gazlan, my father, that it was my father, the gazlan's, that doesn't work by edim. Because look what the Gemara says. The Gemara says again, lo tzricha, the only reason why we need this case here to telling us that it works for a ben aris, it works for a ben oman, but it doesn't work for a ben gazlan. It's again a case, the ka'amri edim, b'feneinu hodelo. That the Edom say, in front of us, the Ma'arer said that he sold it to the Uman, he sold it to the Aris. So that's why the child has a Chazaka. But what about a Gazlan? Hanach ikal meimer kushta ka'amri. When it comes to the Uman, those, the Uman, and when it comes to the Aris, we believe him. We believe that when he admitted in front of the Edom, it was a good Hodah. Amri, hi, afog, but when it comes to this case, the case of the Gazlan, hi, but the Gazlan, afogav de ode, nami lo mehemin. Even though the Edom saw that, this Ma'arir admitted to my father the Gazlan. He said, I sold it to the Gazlan. We don't trust that that Hodah was a genuine Hodah. Why? Because Kedir Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana is very important. The Amar Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana says, it's a case because Dilav de Odile, had the Ma'arir not admitted to my father the Gazlan, Havamam Tile Ulechamre Uleshachvar, he would have bullied me. I was forced into this. What does this mean? To look what the Rashbam says, the Lashon of Mam Tile Ulechamre Uleshachvar. Rashbam says, if you go around 10 wide lines down, around halfway down the wide lines there, he says, Havamam Tile Lididei Lechamre Uleshachvar, Havamoser Oso Veschamor Lepokid. He would have taken me and my animals and handed over to the police. He would have told on me, creating some type of false claim, and I would have been handed over to the government. The stam at the end of the line, he says, the stam gazlan gavra alomahu. A stam gazlan is a very aggressive, scary, he's a bully. So my father admitted that he sold it to the ma'arir, but my father, the ma'arir, admitted he sold it to my father, the gazlan, but we don't trust that that hodah was a good hodah because he was probably bullied into it by my father. My father's a gazlan. When it comes to my father being an uman or my father being an aris, where he's a trustworthy guy, so then we trust when the Ma'arir, when the Edom saw that the Ma'arir admitted to my father the Uman, my father the Aris, we trust that that was a good Hodah, and I as a child can be create a Chazakah. But when my father's a Gazlan, we don't trust when the Hodah happened that he really was genuine, he was being bullied into it. That's the klal of Rav Kahana, and that's the explanation of this Braisa, why a Ben Uman and a Ben Aris get a Chazakah, but a Ben Gazlan does not. But a Ben Benosha Gazlan does get a Chazakah. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava says, but there are sometimes pamim shafilu ben bino shel gazlan nami ein lo chazaka. When the grandson, what?
He's part of the business.
He's part of the business, exactly. The business of stealing. So sometimes the grandson also cannot create a chazaka. Hechidami, when is that? Kigon de ka'asi betanasa de ava adavua. When he's saying, my grandfather bought it from the Ma'arir, so you're going back to the source, you're going back to the gazlan, so in that case, the ben bino even cannot get a chazaka. But if the son says, my father, even though my grandfather was a Gazan, if I say my father bought it, then I'm trusted. But just because my grandfather was a Gazan doesn't mean my father was a Gazan. So if I go betaina that it was my father, so then I could create a chazaka. But if I go to the source that my grandfather had a chazaka, but my grandfather was a known Gazan, we'll see in a second what a Gazan is, then I cannot create a chazaka. Okay.
That's only before I ate them.
The Hodah has to take place in front of Edom, exactly. Otherwise, a Hodah is meaningless. If nobody sees a Hodah,
I'm saying, even this Gazlan, that's more of a Rai. He's just saying before Edom, and this is them.
In front of Edom, that what?
That this my father gave this to me, and he bought it from...
But that just because I say that doesn't mean anything. The Taina, if I make a Taina, that doesn't need Edom. I can make a Taina to you. Now, what a Taina is, it depends whether the Taina holds any water or not. So if I'm going after my grandfather, so that's no basis for that. If I'm going after my father, so then that does have basis for this. Fine, so the Gemara now says, now what's the case of Heichi Dami Gazan? What type of Gazan are we referring to? That if the Ben Gazan makes a Taina, that his father gave it to him, that has moorished him, that the Ben Gazan doesn't have a Chazaka. Heichi Dami Gazan. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kigon Shehuchsuk Al Sadezu Bigazanusa, where my father had a known name that he stole this particular property. Now it's only Asada Zu. The Rashbam points out, if you look at the Rashbam around 10 lines up from the bottom, 9 lines up from the bottom, Asada Zu, Uvahu Sadehu De'ain Lo Chazaka. He only can create a Chazaka on that particular field. He had a name, he had stolen that property. But just because he stole one property doesn't mean other properties he has a shame gezela. Aval says the Rashbam, Bishar Sados Yesh Lo Chazaka. It's only a Ben Gazan for that particular property. But then the Gemara suggests, according to Rav Chista, he says no. If Chista Amar Kigon de Beis Ploni Shehorgin Nefashos Al Iske Mamum. This was a family. This is a family business where the Beis Ploni, the whole family, the house, would kill people when it came to money. In this case, the Rashbam says that Shel Beis Ploni Shehorgin Anshei Rishom Hayu. This was a family of evil people. It was a mafia. Shaya Makir Behen Rav Chista. Rav Chista would recognize them. Shehorgin Nefashos Al Iske Mamum. He knew they were taking people out back and shooting them if they weren't paying the money. Ein lahen chazaka, they have no chazaka overall. Bishum karka ba'olam, you can't trust the mafia. Any property that they claim to own, you can't really trust them. And the children say, my father gave it to me. But your father was in the mafia, so therefore you cannot create a chazaka. So that's the machlokas of what type of gazan we're referring to here.
That last case, even the Ben Benoi, should not be
named. Seemingly, the Ben Benoi, either, right, that too, seems that he shouldn't have a chazaka either. Unless there's some line where there's a stop, a period of time where the mafia no longer existed in that family, so maybe the Ben Benoi can have a, but I guess I'm not sure. Right, fine. Marnell says the two dots, the last seven lines of the Amud Tanu Rabbanim. Uman ein lo chazaka, as we know already quite well, an uman cannot make a chazaka on my property. But yorid me'munaso yesh lo chazaka. If he leaves the business, he retires, so then he's out able to create a chazaka. That's all allowed. Now, the Tosos has a 2 days. What does that mean? Yorid me'munaso. He left his practice. So Tosos writes in the bottom here that matzinu lefarish. I found those who explain me'osan kelim shenasun lo la'achar. Meaning a guy who's working in the dry cleaners, I feel bad for the dry cleaners people, I'm really using them as these examples. Chas v'sham, they're not gazlanim. I once had a very nice, they once did not return my shirt back to me, and they're very nice, and they gave me a credit for the shirt they returned back to me, and I said, listen, if you ever find
for
the shirt.
Cleaning or for the shirts?
For the dry cleaners, for the shirts that they didn't return back to me.
So they had to establish a value then.
Yeah, we established a value, and they trusted what I said. I said, listen, if you ever find it, I'll return the money back to you. But they lost my shirt, and they were very, very, they honored it. So I'm not saying, I'm just using that as an example, because they're easy for us to relate to.
Where do you go
to the drive-thru? They did find my shirts like months later, and I returned the money back to them. So he says only those. So the guy comes. The guy's retired from the dry cleaners, and he has all these shirts now. And people he claims that they're his shirts. So the Tosa says it could only be shirts that he received after that point. But if they're shirts that he's had for a while, again unclear how you know when he got them. But it's only kalim that he received after the point when he retired from his business. And alternatively, suggests Tosos Inami Afilu Osan Kalim Shenasnu Lo Bisha Shaya Dain Uman. Even the Kalim he received while he was a worker. Vehu Shesho Acha Umnaso Kokach Shurigila Shemachzirin Lebailim has to be a period of time where he otherwise would have returned it back. So let's say a few days of the dry cleaners, a week. So if he still holds on to it for 3 weeks after the point of where he received it initially, that would also qualify as a chazaka. So I'm not sure exactly what the Nakudas Amachlokas is here. But it's 2 days in Tosfos. Okay. So again, back to the Gemara. So the Uman has been Yarad Mimnaso, he retired. So then Yesh lo Chazaka, he can make a Chazaka on articles of clothing or Kalim that I had given him. Aris, again, Ein lo Chazaka, a guy's working on my property, can't claim he owns my land now. I hire you to work here. But Yarad Me'arisaso, if he left the business, and I don't know if this means he left the business entirely or he left working on my property. Seemingly, if he left working my property, that would be sufficient. I don't think it has to mean he left the practice entirely. So then, yeshlo chazaka. A ben shechalak v'isha shenisgarsha. If a son had split up with his brothers, or rather Rashi says, Rashbam says from his father. Rashbam says, the 4 lines up, ben shechalak shehiflig me'av of, if he left his father's house. He's no longer relying, he's no longer dependent on his father. He's independent now. He got his own parnasa. So in this case, where the woman gets divorced, so then the Gemara says, Harei hein kishar kol adam. Then they are independent people, and a father, even though we saw in the Mishnah, normally a ben cannot make a chazak on his father's property, when the son goes off on his own, so the father could say to him, what are you doing on my property? I thought you're independent. So if he lets him be there for 3 years, he can establish a chazaka. And so too when it comes to a husband and wife who divorce each other, so of course the husband wouldn't let his ex-wife be on his property. So if she is on the property, that would establish a chazaka. So the Gemara says, Bishma, I understand ben shechalak itzrich. I understand why there's a need to teach me that a son who became independent, that he could create a chazaka. Because I would have thought the father's mochel. Even though the son went off on his own, the father's mochel. If my son comes back, we make fun of my sister-in-law a lot my wife's sister, because oftentimes, even though she's independent and married and full house and has jobs, she's always going back to my in-laws' house and going shopping in their refrigerator, in their Costco closet. So they're in their mochel v'davar. Even though they're independent, they're still mochel. So when a son goes to the property, a daughter goes to the property, so the father's mochel and can't establish a chazaka. But Gemara says, no, kamash milan delo, not true. There's only so much a father's going to be mochel. A couple of batteries here, a couple of bottles of grape juice here. To let 3 years of the daughter, the son, eating on the property, the father won't go so far and permit that. So the fact that he was doing this for 3 years indicates that was a chazaka. So that's the chiddush. You would have thought, no, it wouldn't be a chazaka. Kamash milan, it is a chazaka. But ella isha shenizgarsha, if a woman gets divorced, pshita, of course. If the ex-wife is on the guy's property for 3 years, he wouldn't let her unless he sold it to her. So Gemara says, Lotzicha, no, it's a case of b'migureshes, is going on to Beis now, v'eino migureshes, where there's a suffix whether or not there is a divorce. So what's that case? So Rashbam quotes the classic case of the Mishnah in Maseches Gittin. He says, kagon zarek la get. You threw your wife a get. Suffix karev la, suffix karev lo. Unclear whether it's closer to her, in which case it's a good nesina, or it's still closer to me and it hasn't left my vicinity just yet. That's a suffix. And the loch Rashbam says is debaila chayv b'mizanoseha ad yavla get vaday kerbizera. He still has to pay for her money, for her food and stuff, until he gives her a vaday get. Now, ikalameimer, there is to say that maybe Rashbam says kevan demigureshes veinu migureshes, since it's a suffix case. They're suffix divorced. So he says, you know what? I don't really want to deal with you. Take this land, whatever fruit comes up, it's all yours. And that's your mizonos. So therefore, it shouldn't be a chazaka. He let her be on this land. Even though they're somewhat divorced, he let her be on the land and as a payment of chazaka, and he didn't sell it to her. So it shouldn't be a chazaka. So says Rashbam, explaining the Gemara, Kamash Malan, to have a chazaka, it is a chazaka. What's the svara? To chaven to hischil begerishin, since they began this process, and he really wanted to divorce her, just a technicality, it didn't work. Who sonela, he hates her? Lo yachal la karka lemizinoseha. There's no way he would have established this year a karka, made it easy for her. He's not really want to. He's limiting himself what he's willing to give her. He's not going to say, just take what you want. No matter how wealthy he is, he's going to make it hard for her. So therefore, if she's eating there nicely for 3 years, Pashim and Mustama, she bought it from him. So read that inside the Gemara again. The Gemara says, it's a case of b'migureshes v'ena migureshes, u'chad Rebbe Zera, the Amar Rebbe Zera, Amar Rebbe Yirmiya, Bar Abba, Amar Shmuel, Kamakum Shamu Chacham b'migureshes v'ena migureshes, whenever there's a suffix divorce, Baila Chayiv b'mizinoseh. He still is obligated in paying because they might still be attached and he has obligation, or maybe they're not attached. But suffix, he has to be machmir and fill his role in case they still are attached. That's what that's the Gemara says. Fine. Gemara now says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Li Huna. Rav Nachman says that Huna told me once that Kulan Sheheviu Raya, Rayoson Raya, Umamidan Tzadeh Biyodan. Anybody who brings a Raya, we assume a Stam Yid is a kosher person. So a guy brings a Raya, we don't have to look into him, we trust him, he's a Jew. And any person who's holding on to a field, we assume he rightfully got this field. The only time we start to question is, if a gazlan shehevi raya, ein raya saraya, vein mamidan tzada biyada. If a gazlan presents a proof for some case, we don't trust him. And Rashbam says it's a case of ede mechiro, ede hada. He brings edim, I'm not sure, he can't be serving as an aid because a gazlan's possible to be an aid. But if he brings edim that saw a sale, or edim that saw a admission, that is not a good raya, we don't trust him. Aval matanos l'ro. If it's a case where he had Aiden, but they didn't see the actual handing over of money, that's not a good raya. And the Rashbam explains why, because ein raya saraya kid Rav Kana, like we saw on Amud Aleph, dilav de odile o shakasa lo shtar mechira have mamtile l'machamri l'shachvar. The Aiden were probably bullied into signing this such a star, or bullied into testifying. So when the Gazan says these two Aiden could testify against some case, we don't trust the Edom, if the Gazan is the one bringing them. And further, the Gemara says, also, Vein Mamidin Asada Biyado, we also, any claim that comes from a Gazan, the guy bought it from a Gazan, the son was Yorisha from a Gazan, any time where there's a Gazan involved in the case of the ownership and title of the property, we don't trust. That's the claim. We don't trust the Gazan bringing rise, we don't trust the Gazan as a source of any taina. So the Gemara says, "My Kamashmalan, what is the chiddush here?" Tanina, we have a mission. The Maseches Gittin tells us that lakach misikarikin. If you buy from the sikarikin, which is people who used to steal properties away, so then what happens? So sikarikin, we assume any property that they have, they stole from somebody else. They forced someone else to sell it to them. So I buy from the sikarikin first, and then the chaz of lakach mi bal habayis. Now I buy from the real owner, the one who is really the nigzal, the mekcho bato. So that sale is not considered a good sale because we assume that the sikarikin owner, he was. He got it from a Rashbam says Migaza Nachri Horeg Nefashos Haliske Nimamon. It was a non-Jew who would kill people if they wouldn't sell him his property. We'll call him the mafia, and that is not considered a good gift. So he never got it rightfully. So even though you bought it from him and you went ahead and bought it from the initial owner, that's not considered a good sale. So again, we assume the whole thing was because he was forced into buying it. So what's going on here? Lafuke what? What's the clause? This is coming to exclude the opinion of. So what's the kasha here then? The kasha is.
He was chayzer, no? He was chayzer. What does that mean? He was chayzer in Tukin the Balabas.
Hey, one second here. Right. The question: what's the chiddush of Rav Huna? If it's a mefurish mishnah, that if you try to buy a property that came from a gazlan, you obviously it doesn't work in mekach batel. So what's Rav Huna adding here? That any raya that a gazlan brings, any asada that comes from a gazlan doesn't work. It's a pasha din. My kamash v'lam. What's the chiddush? It's a mefurish mishnah. Rav Huna would not be adding or saying, repeating something that already exists in the mishnah. So the Gemara says no. Lafuki midirav. Rav qualifies the mishnah. So Rav Huna is going against this qualification. The Mishnah establishes the halacha that you buy from a sikrikon, it's not a good sale, because he stole it. And Rav comes along, Damar Rav, Lo Shanu Ela, Damar Le Leich Chazek V'Kinei. The only time where we say that if you buy it from the Balabayas after the sikrikon, it doesn't work, it's only when he says to the Edim, Chazek V'Kinei, go ahead and make a chazaka, but there was never any transfer of money at all. But if he says, Aval B'Shtar Kana, which is a star that establishes that you own it, that he gave a star over to the Sikrikon, then that is a good sale. That's a good sale. That's a qualification of Rav. So comes along now, Kamash Malan, Rav Huna comes along and says, no, a Gazan doesn't work in any case. He holds like Shmuel, that what? The Amar Af Bishtar Nami Lokana Ad Sheyichtov Achrayos Nechasim. Shmuel says, even writing a shtar doesn't work until the Nigzal sold the property with a shtar and also took upon himself Achrayos Nechasim. So that's the debate here. So again, just to get in order, the Mishnah says, if you buy from the Sikrikon who stole from the initial Lokeach, it's not a good sale. Rav says, it's not a good sale if there's no transfer of money, but if there's a shtar which indicates that there was a transfer of money, so then you are allowed to buy from Sikrikon. Comes along Rav Huna says, no, I argue with that. I hold like Shmuel that says, even if there is a shtar, you still cannot buy from the Sikrikon. The only time you're allowed to, if the shtar says, Achrayos, that the initial owner, who has now been forced into selling it, when he sold to the Sikrikon, in that, even though he was forced, he wrote Achrayos Nechasim on that shtar, that's the only scenario where you are allowed to buy from the Sikrikon.
There was such a call that went out in those days that this fellow here is Sikrikon.
Yeah, I think so. It was pretty well known.
Anyway.
Yeah, pretty well known. Oh. Yeah. The Mishnah, the Gemara's in Gittin talk about this at greater length. I don't remember all the Gemara's offhand, but I think it was well known who the mafia was. People would know.
But the Shidduchim, how did they do Shidduchim with all those people knowing those things?
Yeah. But according to Rashbam, these are non-Jews.
They made you an offer you couldn't refuse. You seem like a lovely daughter here. Guess what?
I guess it's not now, okay.
Yeah, it is.
Fine. Gemara says, Rav Bibi, Messiah, Ba Mishmei, the Rav Nachman. Now, Rav Bibi, he concluded the words in the name of Rav Nachman. He says, Karka Einlo, Avamals Yeshla. What's he referring to right now? So, says, go to the four wide lines down in the Rashbam, Mishmei, the Rav Nachman. Remember, we started this conversation that Rav Nachman was quoting Huna. It's probably Rav Huna. So after quoting Rav Huna, he then added his own words, Rashbam says. He was Shehaya Mosef Ba Rebbe Rav Nachman Davar Zamidaito. He on his own added his own words. Umiu Rav Huna Lo Sfir Le Hai Tosefta. He doesn't hold it this way. Rav Huna himself doesn't. Only Rav Nachman holds of this Hosafa, as we'll see in just a second. So what did he hold? So go down two lines in the Rashbam. Karka Ein Lo Le Gazlan Kimosha Marnu Ein Mamidin Sada Biado. So the Karka, the Misikrikon, doesn't get the property because he stole it. Aval Maos, the case of the money, Shenasan lo agazan le nigzal, bedeme karkazu, yeshlo, sheachzirin lo le hanigzal. Let's say it's a case where the Gazlan took a property. We assume the Gazlan stole it. But he gave money. He didn't steal it. He paid the guy. He forced the guy to sell it. That's going to be the next sugya we're not going to do today. It's tuli of his oven. If I force a guy to sell me a property, here's $1 million, but you have to sell me the house. Here's a gun to your head. Sell it to me. So that's a Gazlan. So according to Rav Nachman, even though the Gazlan doesn't get to keep the property, the police take him off, we do make the nigzal return $1 million back to him. That's the chiddush of Rav Nachman, while Rav Huna thinks not true. A Gazan loses the karka, and he even loses the money as well that he paid for this. So then the Gemara says, "Bamed dvar mamur." And when is this true? Shamu edim bifanenu manalo. It's only a situation where edim actually saw the transfer of money. Does the Gazan get the money back? Aval, but if it's a situation amu edim bifanenu hodalo, where the nigzal, yeah, the guy paid me back. No one saw the transfer of money. But I admitted that I paid him the money. So now we're wondering, maybe he really never paid the money. Maybe the Gazan forced me to say, as a nigzal, he made me say I received money, but I never really did. Then we don't trust him. The Gazan doesn't get the money back from the nigzal, because why? We had that klal of Rav Kana. That we saw in Amun Aleph that Kedama Rav Kana, Ilav the Odilei, had the nigzal not admitted to the Gazlan, he would have taken the individual, the nigzal, and all his property and handed him over to the government, to the authorities, and for that reason, the nigzal was forced into admitting receiving $1 million from him, even though he never really did receive $1 million. So it says, so that's the qualification. That's the only time where Rav Nachman thinks that the nigzal does pay back the Gazlan if Edom actually saw the wiring over of the money. But had there been no wiring of the money, just an admission, that's no proof, and we don't trust him. Okay, we'll stop here because this next sugya, which is a great sugya, Tuli Zavin, Zvine, where a guy's forced into selling a property, and we say it's a good property, that goes into the well into the next daf. So we will we'll stop here then.
Are you giving for
No, it's going to be hard to do.